Hello, writers. Welcome back to the Well-Being Writer Podcast. I am so excited to have you back. Welcome, welcome. If you are new, hello, my name is Luchadel. I create content to help writers embrace their well-being and evoke writing. And I've specifically been writing for... I've been writing for a very, very long time. And it links back to... School was how I really broadened my writing skill. In sixth grade, I had a medical teacher who really said that my writing is something that I really need to really just, you know, make better and really build off, because I wasn't an amazing writer for a very long time. I actually struggled with who I was. I didn't know who I was. I failed at who I was. Surprisingly, you can struggle with who you are. And I was one of those people. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what defined me. I didn't know my self-identity. I didn't know my self-purpose. And I didn't know how to express myself, most of all. And I thought that writing was the only thing left that would help me escape and help me to express myself. And my teacher kind of pushed me to get better. And I wrote and wrote and wrote. And that's all I did. I wrote and I got better and better and better. And I finally felt like I had something to show. I had a way of expression. I had something to set me apart. And I just kept writing. And then I moved schools. And then I did go to the next grade. And then I had my medical teacher again, and he was one of the biggest supporters I could ever ask for. He always was supporting me throughout everything I've done in that class. I was always just participating, trying to really make him proud. And I was severely bullied throughout my schooling. I got picked on for, how I expressed myself, because yes, I was a great writer, but people didn't think I could carry who I was. I couldn't carry myself. I wasn't charismatic. I didn't know how to express myself. And I was just really, really socially anxious. I had social anxiety, depression from all the bullying and all the struggles. And I thought that the teacher was the only really person left that could really just keep me supported. I had very few friends, not many friends at that point. And something happened in medical that really traumatized me. The teacher that supported me said that my dark skin color, I would never get far in the medical field because of my dark skin color and race, and I would constantly get checked by the FBI watch list because of my race. And to hear that, I broke. He said that, and I broke. He said that to the class, actually, the whole class. And it crushed me. It crushed me really badly. I fell into a deep depression that summer. My depression and anxiety it amplified even more, because it was just like, to have someone who you thought supported you for years say that, saying who you are as a person is going to hold you back from your success, is very, very debilitating. And I fell into a depression even worse, and I just binged. I binged gaming, I binged Twitch. Twitch was one of the biggest platforms I used to just kind of just find an escape through life. And I binged gaming, I binged YouTube, and I binged I binged all of that. And then I saw all of these people killing it in content. Twitch, people making Twitch streams about their life, making videos about their life and how they inspired. And I decided that I'm not going to sit here and cry anymore. I'm going to get off my butt and freaking work. And I finally did it. I decided that I'm not going to just sit here anymore. And after that, I found podcasts. I found education. I found inspiration, motivation. I found content, countless content about how to be a content creator. Not only that, how to be the best version of yourself. I found how to, use your story to inspire and motivate people, and how to really, be a strong person despite of your shortcoming. And I was like, wow, like content saved my life. If it wasn't for these videos and for this content that I've searched up, I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be doing this. And I decided that I'm going to use this information to help people, because yes, I was a writer, and I found out, yes, my passion is one of my biggest passions. I have a lot of passions, but my biggest passion was writing. Writing saved my life, and content saved my life. And I can use what I've learned here to help writers. All of this stuff I was reading for the past 3 years, this stuff I've been educating myself on for the past 3 years, I can use it to help writers. All of this stuff applies to writers, and it wasn't being no one was talking about this stuff at the depth that I was learning about and that I was learning from. And it would be selfish of me to not share this knowledge. It's my mission and my journey to share this knowledge and help writers, help bloggers, help content writers, help authors, help poets, help any writer pursue and to find who they are and find that narrative and to just find their purpose. And yes, I just started a podcast recently right here. I started a YouTube, 2 vids a week. I started, I recently got on Twitter and Instagram. And I'm on Twitch too. I started all of that, all at Luchadel, and I used my struggles. I took what he said. Yes, he said I wouldn't. My race would hold me back. He basically said my race would hold me back from life. He basically said that, and I took what he said. It fueled my fire. What he said fueled my fire. There will be a lot of people who fulfill who they are. They will, and they will embrace who they are. They will fulfill who they are, and I'm going to help those people. I'm going to help them, and we're going to talk about what I just did there. That's called storytelling. That's called having a narrative behind who you really are as a writer, and having a narrative is one of the most important things that you can ever do within your writing career, because it helps people to have something to look at, because people look at things in a narrative perspective. They look things beginning, middle to end, and that's how they kind of see how far you've come and kind of know your story. Because if you have a story behind who you are, it helps you to kind of just inspire people and help motivate people who are going through what you've gone through, and they can resonate with you. And my story has been sculpted into the content that I make every day. I push through my suffering every single day. I know how it feels to not know yourself, not know your purpose, not having trouble finding who you are and how to be a writer. And I'm gonna help those people. I'm gonna help you find who you are, find your purpose, and be an amazing writer while doing so, because I didn't know who I was, and I'm going to help you not go through what I went through. So I'm going to be talking about how to be a great storyteller, but not only that, how to use your narrative to inspire people and kind of globalize your influence as a writer. So humans generally see people's stuff in narratives. They see things in narratives. If you don't have a story, if you don't share your past to your readers, to your community, they're not going to care. They're not going to want to have something to look at, something to look back at, look at your lifetime of a writer, and look, because people look at things beginning, middle, and end. If you just care about the ending, you don't talk about your middle, you don't talk about your beginning, people aren't gonna stay. They're gonna be like, why should I even care? They want to know your writing story. They're always gonna say, what is your story? What is your narrative? And your narrative has to connect to your content. It has to connect to your writing content, because my story was sculpted through the lens of my content, because yes, I had him tell me I was worthless and I wasn't gonna make it because of who I was, and that connects to how I help people find who they are, because he thought who I was gonna hold me back, and I'm gonna show you that you can embrace who you are, you can be yourself and embrace your who you are, embrace your well-being, and be an amazing writer and have that longevity throughout it all without having people hold you back like he did. So, like, because it connects. So always have a story that connects with your writing. And storytelling has been shown to be one of the most effective forms of verbal communication, which you can use in your writings. It serves as an important organizational function by helping to construct common meanings to individuals within the organization. So if you have like maybe like a blog, or you have like an editorial, if you sculpt your story constantly throughout your writing, it helps to organize who you are, and it just communicates, your past, it communicates your narrative, because narratives is one of the most important things you need to have as a writer, because it helps people to connect with you, it helps people to resonate with you at a deeper level and be emotional and vulnerable with you, because they can resonate with that. There's a lot of writers who have struggled with who they are, and people resonate with that. A lot of people resonate with that. Like, oh, I don't know who I am as a writer. I don't know if my purpose is really important. I'm having trouble with my identity. And that's something a lot of writers face. And if you can just constantly share your story without being afraid of judgment and just be vulnerable with people, it's going to help you to be a lot more authentic. And it's going to help you to grow and to really just, like I said, connect and resonate with people at an emotional level, because that's how you establish trust with people. If you're able to share what you've been through, people can trust you, and people can really love you for who you are and kind of rally behind you because you have that story. So yeah, stories can help clarify key values and help demonstrate things that are done within an organization, and you know, like I said, it helps to organize things, it helps to demonstrate your values and your beliefs, because if you have a story, it helps sculpt beliefs. And when I say beliefs, I say that because a lot of leaders, not just writers, but just leaders in general, need a belief system. If you're a writer, you can't just be stale. You need to have beliefs, you need to have core values, something that you go by, because if your reading community doesn't know your beliefs and what you value, they're not going to know what they're rallying behind. So you need to be that writer, that blogger, that editorial writer, that content writer who has very strict beliefs, very strict values that they go by, and they have to be something that you believe in. For example, I believe that all writers are valuable with the right education, mindset, and purpose, and that they can use that to cultivate their story and be an amazing writer and kind of just write for people and be the voice for people. And yeah, I always believe it. Every writer has something about them that's different from every other writer. Your voice is different from every other writer, because maybe a lot of people say, oh, I don't have a voice. You have a voice, but you just haven't found it yet. You need to take time to find your writing voice. And once you found it, you can kind of, you know, mature it and make it better. And yeah, I believe every writer has a voice, and every writer has something to bring. And through that story, you can kind of just let other people share their truths and let other people participate. And if you, if you have like an open blog post about people to share their stories and have you share your story, imagine the influx, because I love writers who let their readers participate in their writing. So, you know, if you have comments open, if you have, you know, discussions open, you have people post stuff too, that's amazing, because people have something to be a part of. If you have your readers to be a part of something, very little, very big, anything. Yeah, always have your readers a part of something. Helps them to really connect with you and help you connect with them. And yeah, now we're going to get into how to be a better storyteller. We did talk about the narrative. It's basically a capital thing that is secure within you. And stories can serve to reinforce and perpetuate an organizational culture. And it's actually a big entrepreneurship tool. I'm not too big of an entrepreneur, but I think a story is actually why so many brands out there are so big, because they have a narrative and they have a story behind everything that they do. They have a reason, because yes, you can be a writer, but you need to have a why behind all of that stuff. Why are you writing? Why are you writing stuff for people? Why are you writing all of this? You need to have a reason behind it. You need to have a story behind it, so that it links to it and it gives it more deepness and more value. So now that I said why storytelling is so important and why you should have a narrative behind who you are, now we're going to talk about how you can implement that into every aspect of your writing and how you can really, you know, have people resonate, follow about, rally behind you, anything you want to do, have a story. So the first thing that you need to do before anything is you need to determine the type of storyteller you are. One of the most important type of storytellers you should be is a creatively unexpected storyteller. Yeah, that's so cool, I know. A creatively unexpected storyteller is someone who has a story, but it's very unexpected. It's something that people don't expect even to happen, because my story was something that started off really good, and then it got bad, but then it switched on itself. Stuff started to turn around for the better for me. And you need to have your story be creatively unexpected, and have a story that, you know, all of your stories that you write to be very cliffhanger-y and have people to want more. So that's one of the biggest steps. And that links into hooking your audience with an introduction that highlights an intentional plan on what you want to tell on that story. So you have to be intentional in your story. When you tell a story, you need to be very, very intentional on what you're trying to bring and what you're trying to say. Don't sugarcoat anything. Be very to the point and firm about what you're trying to bring and what you're trying to put across. So once you got that down, you need to be vulnerable and personal with who you are and integrate beliefs, people will resonate, and develop relational value. This is something that a lot of writers need to work on, relational value. Relational value is just developing relationships with your readers. You know, do discussions with them, talk with them, do, you know, face chats, stuff like that. That's very, very important, because it helps people to be more connected with you. And like I said, you need to be vulnerable. That's just the way it is. When you're a writer, you have to be vulnerable. You need to write about stuff that really digs into people's hearts and triggers a deep emotion through the stories that you're telling. And through that story, you can trigger an emotion: sadness, happiness, fear, anger. Just have them feel something and feel it deeply. If they don't feel anything, what's the point? You need people to always feel at least something when they're reading it. Shocked, you know, happy, you know, suspense, something to keep them drawn in and to keep on reading. And once you nail that, once you hook them in, and once you have been vulnerable and you trigger a certain emotion, then you're on the right track to to really make your story a lot more better. And with that, the next thing is to tell the important points first and leave the unnecessary points out of the story, or keep them, kind of leave it for later, because you need to keep them engaged and help them paint their own picture and not just random things of your day. Being a storyteller is really prioritizing what's important and kind of leaving the rest of the stuff out. Being a storyteller is something that you don't want to overdo. You don't want to oversay stuff. You don't want to just ramble. You don't want to ramble. You want to be to the point. You want to have people drawn in, and you just kind of want to have people just stay in the story, because if they get bored and they kind of just don't want to listen anymore, they leave. You need to keep them engaged throughout the whole story. You need to paint a picture. Either you're painting a picture you're triggering an emotion, you're hooking them in, or, and if you're not doing really any of those things, then something's wrong. You need to have your story really make them feel something and really have them on the edge of their seats every second in that story, and kind of, you know, just be something that they can always look back at over and over to either inspire them, entertain them, persuade, express, all four of those. Those are the four values of writing. It's in persuade, you know, are you, you know, making them believe something? Inform, are you educating them on a specific topic? Entertaining, are you making them laugh, happy, and expressing? Are you, entertaining is also sharing your story and being, you know, just sharing your story, and then expressing is, it kind of connects with all three of those because it expresses something which can help people rally behind you. You can inform them on something to help with their lives, and entertaining with your express. So yeah, it, you just have to make sure you have a reason and have one of those values apply to your writing, into your story, writing story. And another thing, another important thing is stay vivid and be detailed and have a climax that tells the good and the bad and the ugly of the story. Yes, keep it always climactic because every story needs a climax. They need that high point that jumps them out of their seat and they're like, oh my god, what the freak, that just freaking happened, what? That's why all these shows and all these movies, because they're so good, because they have those climactic moments. They have like something that gives you all the edge of your seat. Look at this show called The Affair, there's this show called Stranger Things, there's this show called The Office. All those shows have a story and they have climax going with each of those episodes, and that's why people are always engaged, because it has a consistent story, consistent climax, consistent emotion that you're feeling, and it's not leaving you with anything less. It's not rambling. It's just keeping you engaged. And you need to keep people within that story, and you want to inspire. This is the last thing, the most important thing. You need to give them a call to action. A call to action is something that they can use for their lives, because yes, a story is great and all, they can love it, but if you don't give them something to use for their own lives, it's not going to be a story for them to really value forever, because a story can be amazing. You can have a writing story, but if it's not something that they can use for their lives, for example, my story is a story that I, not only is something people can love and be entertained by, and you know, I also have a call to action, because I said there will be a lot of people who fulfill who they are, because what he said, I took what he said, but it fueled my fire. I'm gonna use what he did to me to help writers embrace who they are in book writing. And there will be a lot of people who struggle with who they are, and I'm gonna help them. That's a call to action. You have something that you're gonna do after that story. You have something, have them be ready to take the next step, take the next action, and the next point in their own story, in their own lives. So having a story is very important. Storytelling is something that, and the reason why storytelling is so amazing, because people are a part of that journey forever. They're not a part of one part, they're connected to all of it. One of the best storytellers, they're not a writer, but she's just a really good example for what I'm trying to talk about. Her name is ASMR the Chew. ASMR the Chew is a ASMR artist, and her blog talked about her story, and it talked about how she has struggled with so much in her life. She has struggled with heartbreak, she struggled with losing a baby, she struggled with people who have backstabbed her, and she was diagnosed with a very bad disease. It's a degenerative bone disease that affects her bones, and her bones slowly are deteriorating over a short time, and she only has a few years to live. And her daughter was trying to find something that could medicate her, self-medicate her, help her, and she found ASMR, and Spirit, that's her name, Spirit Payton, listened to the ASMR and fell asleep, and she woke up the next morning ready to go, and she was like, wait a minute, ASMR has saved my life, it has helped me. And I'm going to help people with ASMR too. And I'm going to focus not on dying, but on living. And she said people have talked about how she saved their life because they've been bedridden and have been in anxiety. But actually, yeah, she did write a blog about her story at ASMR32.com. And that's why I'm telling you the story on your blogs and crap, because that's how people resonate with you, because they're like, oh God, I've struggled with anxiety, I've struggled with heartbreak, I've struggled with maybe even the disease, and I've used something that not a lot of people use, but it helped me cope with my disease and helped me live rather than die solely. And if you write about that, that's, imagine the influx. Imagine the influx. Let me give you one more example to really help you get paint a better picture for your own writing story and help you cultivate your story to be a better writer. Ashley Christ. Ashley Christ is one of the biggest exemplars I can ever ask for. She's such an amazing public figure. Ashley Christ has been specifically on Twitch for about 6 months. She started on Twitch and she failed at it multiple times. She wasn't the best at it, and she wasn't the best. She always failed over and over again. She was like, something, what differentiates me on Twitch from someone that, like, Dr. Disrespect? And let me do tell you, her thing is on her blog as well, ashneychrist.com. What is something that differentiates my content from Dr. Disrespect? How is he getting these views? How is he so big? And yeah, she just kept streaming, and she got a big rate by 4chan. And 4chan said, and her viewers said, take your shirt off or we'll ban you. And she took her shirt off. She did get banned anyway. And she came back to Twitch, streamed again with very low confidence. And she had a big rate by Irish Whiskey. They kept financially supporting her. Her biggest sponsor kept supporting her financially. You know, she got back into Twitch, made it a full-time job. She made a full-time living off of it. And she decided, I can make a living off of this. I've left the job I've hated. I've moved to another place. I've moved to Texas. I've made this a life. And something happened that has completely made her stomach drop. Her biggest sponsor, who financially supported her, her biggest supporter ever, said there will be a lot of people who make it on Twitch, but it'll never be you. And that crushed her. Like, it crushed me when that teacher told me that I would never make it in medicine, and I would be checked by the FBI. Watch this, because of my race and dark skin color, we have very similar narratives. And she fell into a deep depression, and she just, you know, she's been in bed eating chips, shoving chips in her mouth. And she finally decided, okay, I'm going to get off my butt and just go to the gym, and tired of being sick and sick of being tired. And she stopped listening to the freaking music all the time and listened to her first podcast. It was called Smart Income by Pat Flynn, I think. And all of the stuff that she learned on those podcasts applied to streaming, branding yourself, having a mission, having a story behind your content. All of that applies to streaming, and no one was talking about it at the depth that she was learning about. And she used her story to help streamers pursue their dreams and learn to stream. And she makes content to help streamers and on Twitch really just be successful and help them be a master of content creation and all of that. And she's taken off. Both of ASMR and Dichu and Ashton Christ have taken off through the water. They've used their story to cultivate their content, cultivate their passion, and inspire other people who have struggled with what they've struggled, and help them not go through what they've gone through, and help them to be more successful than they was. So yeah, those are some great examples. I know every single one of you guys have a story that you can use to cultivate and help people and write and just be such a force of light, a beacon of knowledge and positivity and inspiration and motivation. Your story can inspire, your story can motivate, your story can evolve. I never thought my story could inspire until now. But yeah, my story can change lives. Just a story can change lives. And if you sculpt that story into your writing, sculpt that story into a writer, you're really up for some big success. So yes, that was the episode. I'm going to call it a day with the podcast today. Hopefully you can use what I've taught you to be an amazing storyteller. Not only use your narrative to help people, but just be a storyteller as a writer. You need to implement that in every aspect of who you are as a writer. And I really hope that you can really sculpt a narrative behind who you are as a writer and kind of just inspire and motivate people. I know each of you have a story, and if you have stories to share, please share them. I'd love to listen to what you have to say. But if you want to, this isn't the only resource that you can get information and content. I have a YouTube, Luchadel. You can subscribe on to my channel over there. I'm just starting, but yeah, I'm trying to get those 100 subscribers to really to change my IRL, my URL. It's youtube.com/mercyoverraj. I'm trying to change it to youtube.com/luchadel. So please subscribe over there to my YouTube channel, Luchadel. I'd love for you to support me. And I also have a Discord. You can reach out to me through Discord. My Discord is still growing. I only have one person, poor me, but I hope I can grow it and grow an amazing community of writers who want to just support and love each other. And if you're not a writer, you just want to support me, go on ahead. I don't mind. And you can reach out to me Twitter and Instagram if you have any questions. And yeah, thank you so much for watching this episode. And yes, all of the links are in the description. They're in the show notes. So you can reach out to all my links and subscribe on my YouTube. You know, follow me, Twitter, Instagram, join Discord, do all of that. But YouTube is the main thing that I would love for you to really use for a great resource for you to help you just, if you really want to take your thing to the next level, get on my YouTube and watch some of my vids. But yeah, I really hope you really implement a story into your writing and be a storyteller. But yeah, I will see you in the next episode of the Well-Being Writer Podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by. It's crazy how a story can really just be something bigger than just a story. It can inspire, it can motivate, and can evoke other writers and other readers to be an amazing writer. So I'll see you in the next episodes. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.